Those happy people exiting Strongsville High School aren't graduating seniors. They're teachers who had just overwhelmingly voted to approve a new contract with the Strongsville City School District. They'd walked out on March 4th after the school board made what it called its last best contract offer in negotiations that began last June. After Saturday's vote, Teachers Union President Tracy Linscott said she never wanted to be out this long.
Well, it was probably the hardest time in all of our lives. We gave up, you know, our salaries for 8 weeks. You know, we're happy that we reached an agreement, and we're looking forward to the process of healing starting.
Her comments were echoed by Superintendent John Krupinski Sunday morning after the school board unanimously ratified the contract.
I'm glad it happened, and I'm glad we have our entire team together again. This strike has been very divisive for this community. I'm a resident, and it's time to begin the healing process.
The district had originally cited a looming $6 million budget hole as the reason it could not budge in March from an offer that included pay freezes and higher health insurance costs. But the discovery of $3.2 million in extra tax revenues prompted a new offer 2 weeks ago. The final deal includes the teachers paying more for medical benefits, but it also includes the teachers getting graduated increases over the next 2 years based on seniority and education. And the schools are restructuring pension payments by the district. In one of the interim proposals, the teachers had offered to extend the class day and wanted caps on class sizes. The new contract, which is retroactive to last August and runs through June 2015, includes neither. Many of the students in those classes, like senior Adam Pishodik, are happy things will soon be back to normal. He's looking forward to a regular commencement and prom.
I'm happy that the teachers are going to be able to be there because some of them I grew really close with over 4 years and like to see them there.
But he and his prom date, senior Liz Wicker, say their education still has been affected.
For English, we didn't write our big research paper yet, so I don't know if I'm going to have to do that or not.
There's a big impact on the AP tests. My AP score is going to suffer.
At the other end of the school spectrum, second grader Raven Nichols says she's glad she didn't have any homework for 8 weeks, but...
I really missed my teacher. It was sad. All the kids were crying because they missed the teachers.
So what are you going to do when the teachers come back?
Hug my teacher.
Strongsville schools are closed today for transitional meetings. Tonight's senior awards assembly will go on as planned, and so will other previously scheduled activities. Ohio assessment tests, which began last week, will resume on Wednesday. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.